Seems too short a time when I think of it now. Guess who's coming home? Just a few more miles to walk ahead of me. My backpack's getting heavy, my feet drag wearily, but I'm feeling free. All the nights of waiting and silently praying, all the nightmares that I've been enduring, I have survived because of the thought of returning home to my wife and son with her in my arms instead of cold guns. Not being alone, not sleeping on stone, seeing the smile for a while. Finally I'm entering the town. Most people and buildings look new to me. There's a familiar smell. I'm walking through the streets and greet the people. Gotta make myself known now that I'm back here, but no one even looks at me. Doesn't seem to have changed all this time. I knock gently on the door and ring the chime. My wife welcomes me reluctantly. She looks me up and down, forehead and a frown. She asks who I am. I tell her my name. She looks far away, her gaze going astray. Shaking her head, she says that person is dead. She apologizes and shuts the door in front of me. I tell myself to not give up so easily.